Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
Platter's bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Tony Williams on lead there. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. We're talking about getting you the money that you need to capitalize your business, to capitalize growth. You know, Sam, by the way, thanks again for being with us. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, one of our great Brain Trust members and a smarter man at running and growing a business I've never met. Sam, one of the things that's been very interesting, and I'm calling it a silver lining in the great recession, if there is one, this is one of them, is that if you've been in business during this time, you're not a startup, you've been deleveraging, you've been operating more efficiently, you've learned how to stay in business, and if there's one silver lining in all this, it's that financially speaking, the balance sheets of small businesses today are probably better, technically better than they were 6 years ago. What do you think?
I think that's the case, but bear in mind that that one of the prime reasons for a great balance sheet is slow growth. If businesses had, it's counterintuitive. You'd think, I'm going to grow fast, and therefore my balance sheet's going to get better. Actually, if you're growing really fast, you need to be funding that growth with capital, and when you're not growing fast or even shrinking, then you actually are generating more cash flow than you would be if you're growing. Growing requires more cash. Mm-hmm. Non-growing delivers cash. So now let's say that we're continuing to emerge very slowly but fairly consistently out of the Great Recession, and if you look at last quarter's GDP growth, I mean, a lot of businesses doing pretty well. 4+% rate of growth is pretty dadgum good. Mm-hmm. So let's say we have growth opportunities. That is going to change the quality of our balance sheets, because we are more likely to be growing fast, and that means that we're going to be investing in more inventories, growing to with our fixed capital, whether plant and equipment, stores, locations, furnishings, fixtures, and computers, and so forth, and with people up front, that has to happen. So now we go from generating cash.
But Sam, if you're in that in the scenario you just described. Uh-huh. That company is probably a very bankable company.
It should be. It probably is.
And probably should be blending some debt with equity.
Well, it's better to I think it's better as an advisor to businesses to take on debt up to a point that is that is handleable, that you can handle with your profitability and
especially for fixed assets, especially for things like equipment and things like that. Maybe not things like payroll or maybe not even for inventory, but for fixed assets, things that are. I think that's a better use of your money is to put those on a term loan. What do you think?
Well, I think so, because in part because you can get pretty good loans on specific items of equipment through banks and sometimes through non-bank lenders, such as, for example, the seller of the equipment, the installer, and so forth, can sometimes arrange the financing.
That's
sometimes
right.
It means even leasing the equipment.
A great alternative.
Is an alternative, sure. And the loans are collateralizable, let's say. That's a long word. But they can serve as collateral for the loan,
and it gets you, and it gets that, and it gets that it gets that transaction out of your, off of your bank relationship, so that when you need, if you need the bank, what the bank can loan you, if you need that for a piece of real estate or something, it doesn't get in the way of that.
Well,
the leasing doesn't, Jim.
It can be because a bank, any lender is going to look at your total scheme of things.
No, I understand, banks have a certain amount of money they can loan you.
Yep.
And if you and that's the concern. I'm with you. I like leasing whenever you can do it.
Sure.
If it's the right thing. Hey, I got to wrap it up, Sam. We got more to talk about. You're going to be back next month and help us continue this.
There we go.
Thanks for being here.
All right.
Sam Norwood. Give us your website, Sam.
NorwoodAnalytics.com.
NorwoodAnalytics.com. You can find Sam's article about Bankers Don't Have Courage is the title of that article. And he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.